Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Finest of pure white linen followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. I think maybe this is boom week. Boom week coming up. I've got so many great clues to show you. So we're going to talk about boom week. I'm really excited to see so many things. A lot of Patriots are saying the same thing. They're saying this is boom week. Either way, we're going to watch and see and enjoy the show because, you know, I know it's just getting closer. Every day it's getting closer. And what we're waiting for is these operations. And President Trump is now, currently, as we speak, here it is, the 12th of May, 2026. President Trump is on Air Force One. And he will soon be abroad in China. And so we know that that's when operations happen, is when he's on Air Force One and abroad. And as soon as that happened, we started to see a lot of great things happening. And this is one of the things that he said just before he stepped onto the plane. So I'm so glad you're here. Give me the thumbs up if you see if everything is working, which is a minor miracle around here. I am Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. We've been doing this for a long time now, and we're so ready to see the end of this criminal cabal. We could just taste it. Anybody else chomping at the bit to see this happen? I'm really ready. And so President Trump said he says you're going to see a lot of good things that are going to happen. Okay, let's listen to our wonderful president. Check it out.
Good things are going to happen. This is going to be a very exciting trip. A lot of good things are going to happen.
There you go. A lot of good things are going to happen. What do you guys think he means by this? Now, I know that he's taking several CEOs over to China. Lots of, I'm sure, business deals will be made. Bottom line, we're leaving the cabal in the dust. We're leaving them. They're out. They're boxed out because they wouldn't play nice. And we've tried, and he's going to say in one of the posts that I'm playing for you today, that he tried to get them to play nice, and they refused. They just refused to play nice. They would not. And so we are moving on forward with people who will. And in the Bible, it actually says in the book of Revelation, if you're not familiar, I decoded, praise the Lord. I still have to pinch myself when I realized that that's the Lord helped me decode Revelation. It's in this book right here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It says that in Revelation 11, it says that that 7,000 were killed in this earthquake and the rest gave glory to God. So it makes it sound like, you know, justice falls. President Trump even posted that today. We're ready to see justice. And then everybody else was like, okay, we'll play nice. Okay. All right. Anyway, so yes, I'm ready to Songbird and Nisi. We are all so ready. And I just feel like everything's in place. Don't you guys? I feel like We're ready. And so let's look at the things that I've have for you to see that makes me think it's very possible. Okay, here he is heading off on Air Force One. Bye-bye, President Trump. We'll see you there. We'll actually, it's almost like he's wherever he is, we'll be able to see him and hear him no matter what he's doing. It's really such an amazing thing. And for those of you who are new to the 17 posts, you know, we really do believe that President Trump and Xi are working together. And there are some very bad forces in China, just like there are bad forces in Russia and there are bad forces in America who are doing a lot of these things like the, you know what, the jab, but and causing all that. So I don't really think that was Xi. And so, you know, when you listen to him talking about Xi, I want you to really, you know, connect those dots. But there he went. He's now on AF1 and abroad. Okay, here's the post 35, dated 11/1/2017. I don't know why I can't talk. I'm too excited. POTUS will be well insulated, protected on Air Force One and abroad. Specific locations classified while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment. It is time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, unity, and return power to the people. Isn't that the truth? You know, we just be in a spirit of prayer this whole time, because if this is it, it's good. They're going to be in harm's way, no doubt. And also to bring down the cabal, that nothing that they attempt will succeed. It says a little more, let's see, post 34, it says, it does say that on POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. So, it might be, not that you would necessarily see tanks in the streets, but you might. A lot of these in D.C. It says false leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the U.S. to prevent extradition and special operator necessity, that there will be an emergency broadcast. So, you know, how much of this, you know, is, you know, we'll see. I don't know. We'll you know, we've never been here before. We've never taken down the criminal cabal. We've never taken down the literal antichrist of the Book of Revelation. That's who this is. These people worship demons. This is who we're fighting. They are anti-God, anti-faith, anti-family, anti-country, anti-everything good. And so this is the anti-Christ. And so that's who we're fighting and getting them kicked out of the world. That's the truth. That is the truth. We're not waiting for one little individual who is an antichrist. It is a blob. It's a conglomerate of evil that have worked together against humanity in this criminal network. But yeah, it's at one of the posts said it was going to be primarily in Washington, D.C. So we will, just watch and see. Going to D.C. on Friday. Maybe it'll be done by then. Wouldn't that be great? All right. So, and then just when President Trump flew away, the White House posted this, a beacon of hope, of freedom, hope, and the American spirit worth protecting. Very much worth protecting. We need America to fulfill its role. The world's waiting on us, and they're waiting on our economy to be set right, the currency to be set, based on gold, for our military to do the real job instead of causing all this mayhem throughout the world. They're waiting on us. This is our destiny, and everybody knew it. And they tried to pretend like this was not our destiny, but it is. And it's important that we fulfill this role. Our destiny is important in the scheme of the world. And I talk about this all, like I said, in the book, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. But yeah, it talked about the eagle, the lion who had wings, and the wings were plucked off and became an eagle. And I believe that's America. And America, I know I said America, but if you notice here in my picture right behind me, you'll see the beautiful Omer bundle. That's a bundle of grain, Omer. That's us. And that this is, that we're on the sixth week and the fourth day of the counting of the Omer. And we're watching to see on the 50th day, we'll see Jubilee. I hope. I hope it's this year. I know you do too. Anyway, so yes, isn't that a great post from the White House? Thank you for posting that. We are a beacon of freedom, and we have to fulfill that role, and that's what we're doing. So here are the ones who went with President Trump, Tim Cook, Larry Fink, Steve Schwartzman, Blackstone, Boeing, Cargill, Citigroup, Coherent, GE, Aerospace, Goldman Sachs, Illumina, MasterCard, Meta, Micron, Qualcomm, Tesla, of course, Elon went over there, and Visa. So they all went along with him. I'm sure not on his plane, but yeah, they're on there over there. Our military planes have been over there for several days getting everything set up. So I'm sure there'll be lots of pomp and circumstance, even more probably. And they went over the top last time President Trump was there. So yeah, the CEOs are going. So imagine that we will have very good news about for our economy. But I think, and I hope it's more. I think it's going to be more like destroying the cabal. I hope. But I always hope this is the day. But yeah, anyway, it wouldn't bother me at all. It's going to be very good news, just like he said right here. It's going to be a very exciting trip. Wouldn't that be great? All right, be still my heart. Okay, so Bergram came out this afternoon, and he said that President Trump is meeting with Xi from a position of total energy and food dominance. And I didn't realize what a difficult position China is in, because they cannot provide food for all their people. You know how President Trump is always talking about how amazing Xi is because he rules like 1.5 billion people, some crazy amount, a number of people. It's really earth-shattering. And of course, we want the Chinese people to be set free. We want them to not be mistreated at all by anyone in this, the China cabal, the CCP part of it. And so that is what we're just waiting for and praying for them to have their freedom and their jubilee also. Anyway, so President Trump is entering into talks with Xi Jinping from a position of strength, pointing out that China buys 80% of Iran's oil and is the most energy dominant nation in the world, while the U.S. is energy dominant. We don't have to worry about getting oil. We have it enough of our own natural reserves. So that tells you even more that Xi is likely working with President Trump, as 17 led us to believe, because if not, then he would have it could have been World War 15, because he is in a very difficult position, not being able to get his oil. So I'm sure that's one of the big things that they'll be talking about when they meet. So that's really, if you think about it, that's really telling that it appears that Xi has known about this operation for a very long time and knew that this was coming, knew they would have to resolve this Strait of Hormuz and OPEC and the oil and not be able to get their oil for a period of time and, you know, be able to get it from America. So, yeah, here it says he noted China imports 11.5 million barrels of oil per day just to keep its economy running. Its strategic reserves are dwindling and its economy is faltering under heavy reliance on food energy. He added, China also imports massive food amounts of food because it cannot feed its own population. While America enjoys both food security and energy security, the message is clear. President Trump holds the leverage heading into these negotiations. But it's, you know, we're not fighting against each other. We're working, you know, really together for the good of humanity is really what we're moving for. And you know that's what President Trump wants. Even though it sometimes appears that he is, you know, it's mean and all that, that the way the media plays him, he is wanting everyone in the world to have what they need, and you know, and for there to be fair trade, not the free trade that the cabal has done, where they've controlled it, but fair trade. And so, whether it's China or Venezuela or whoever it is, that's where we're headed. So, yeah, this is the thing that they never wanted to happen. They didn't want us to work together because that boxes out the New World Order criminal cabal. Yay! We want them gone from here. If you like this video, please go ahead and hit the like button right now. If you like getting this information about how this is biblical and what some very more positive news about about President Trump than maybe what you'll hear, hit the like button right now and also subscribe. Make sure your bell is rung so you'll know when we are posting a video. So that's important because, it, as you know, I was banned before and people don't even know I'm back. So please make sure to like, because that'll help people to, and also share, so they will know that I'm back. I'm back. All right. So then the next thing is that President Trump posted this. He said, "They never applied the law in a fair or equal way, did they? When the hell are you going to indict her, Todd Blanche?" Her. Who's the her? We see Comey, but we don't see Brennan, we don't see Hillary, and we don't see Obama. It's time we get to see justice. There you go. It's time. He said it. I didn't say it. He said it. Oh, come on. Let's go. Let's hit these feet. Let this be go time, right? Yeah, and so he's pushing for this to be done, but I feel sure that this is all, you know, Todd Blanche is probably chomping at the bit too. I'm guessing. We'll see. I feel sure that he is he's, you know, one of the white hats, I hope. Either way, I trust the plan and I know you do too. All right, so that was pretty cool. It's time we get to see justice. Thank you, President Trump, for posting this on May 11th. So I want you to see that. All right. So the next thing I wanted you to see that President Trump posted that makes me think that this is go time is here he posted about the golden age. And he said, once this Iran war ends, and it will end soon. Again, when he's talking about the Iran war, he's not talking about Iran like what you think of on the map. It's talking about the New World Order criminal cabal, right, that has used them. And he says, inflation will go way down. Okay, so I want you to hear what he has to say. It is beautiful hair blowing in the wind.
We're going to do whatever is necessary. And as soon as this war is over, which will not be long, you're going to see oil prices drop and you're going to see a stock market, which is already at the highest point in history, go through the roof. You're going to see the golden age of America, frankly. And you're seeing it now. So as soon as this is done, don't forget. You have hundreds of ships that are loaded up with oil that want to come out. As soon as they come out, we're going to have a gusher of oil, and you're going to have inflation that goes way down. Now, with all of this, inflation is much lower than it was under Biden. Biden had the highest inflation in the history of our country. Inflation is nothing by comparison, but our inflation is just short term.
They're upset because of the price of oil being so high. And in another video, he was saying the American people understand and that they are not upset about it. They realize that that Iran can't have a nuclear weapon because it was game over anyway. What's he talking about? He's talking about the New World Order having the ability to destroy humanity. Now, something that just came out before I came on air was they said that now the military, our military says that they have ability to fire off their missiles again in Iran. Anyway, the bottom line is we can't allow them to have a nuclear weapon under any circumstances. So there you go. It's very simple. And if prices of oil have to go up for a minute, then that's going to have to be, that'll have to be okay. And once this, once he said this is over, and it will be soon, as he said, don't forget, we had hundreds of ships that are loaded up with oil that want to come out. And don't worry, we're about to surge the golden age. Yay. And the golden age is the golden age of abundance, the golden age of peace, the golden age of health, the golden age of wealth, the golden age of everything good. All right. So if you haven't seen my book on that, go and check this out. The golden age right there. Thank you though, for those of you who went over there and put a review on the book. If you haven't done that already, please go ahead and do that. I'm going to give you the link right here so you can have that in the chat. And I'm sure our wonderful moderators, hello, everybody, we'll go ahead and pop this in to the into the YouTube land as well as to the Rumble land. But yeah, this is great, great news. If you're ready for some good news, this is all the promises in God's word, are a lot of them, that tell you what is the golden age will be about. It just says we've prayed 1,000 times. More than 1,000, 10,000, 100,000 times, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And all of his promises about that. And that's what he's talking about as far as the golden age. It's going to be amazing. It's when you read it, you just will weep tears of joy. By the way, one of our wonderful patriots, Stanley. I'm doing a shout out to Stanley. You're the best, Stanley. Stanley sent me an email. He said, you got one of these, I think, he said it really nice. Okay, he was very tactful. He says, I think one of your dates is not right because you said this was whatever. And he's right. I was wrong. I was wrong, wrong, wrong. And he helped me. Thank you, Stanley. I really appreciate it. If you see any errors, I'm not prideful about that at all. Help me because I want this book to be very helpful for everyone. So it was about, just to tell you. So if you have the audiobook that you can get on melissaredpill.com, if you have the audiobook, then the link that you have will work. So re-download chapter one and you will find out that the date has been corrected. Basically, it was the day that President Trump first named the Golden Age. And that was on the Day of Atonement in 2024. And I had the date on there wrong. And it was actually October 12th. I had the date on there wrong. But anyway, so thank you, Stanley, for fixing my boo-boo. But yeah, so this is the Golden Age is upon us. And that's what he's talking about. He says this war will be over soon and the oil prices will go down and we'll have this Golden Age. So that's another clue that tells you it's coming soon. All right. So what do y'all think? What do you think? I'm just hoping and sitting on the edge of my seat. All right. The next thing is, this has been going on. This, the Democrat redistricting, this is so huge what is going on. It really, they've been cheating for so long. And now we're getting, thankfully, the Republicans have grown a spine and they are fixing these districts so that they're not just looking like a bunch of gerrymander salamanders. So check out what President Trump had to say. Hopefully the sound quality is better on this. It's always a helicopter in the background. No, there you go. That's right. And it's happening in so many states. And I talked about that on the last video. And I'm sure you've seen the social media. If you don't follow already, go to Melissa Red Pill and you'll see where I post on and my team. My wonderful team, Melly, posts on X, on Telegram, on Getter, and on Truth Social. And so, yeah, definitely check into that and follow over there. But, yeah, we are, so many of these states are getting their districts where they look like normal districts instead of this weird carved out piece that can just get a Democrat elected. That's the only way they can win. And so this is not constitutional and they're screeching about it, but yay, it does not matter. It doesn't matter. We are getting this set right. And so we will really don't worry about the midterms. Don't worry about that. Really. It's going to be more like elections like it used to be, where maybe there's differences of opinion, but not some crazy, far off left communist New World Order agenda way off off of the beaten path. So, yeah, we're going to have genuine elections. That's what he's going to do. I should have a chapter on there called The Golden Age of Elections. Because we can't continue where the whole thing is cheating. Actually, James O'Keefe just came out with another expose. He's so amazing. And about this woman that's her business. Her literal business is where she goes and pays people to sign these ballots and cheat. And they get $5 per ballot. It's outrageous. And so he has a video of her. I just posted this morning. Just shocking. These people are. And she's on videos admitting it and telling him the whole business and she also told who she controls, the judges, the councilmen, all the different people that she controls. Really shocking. All right. So yeah. Okay. This is so great. I love this. I love this. President Trump posted tippy top. He said tippy top last night. He's so cute. He said he was so busy, and so he needed to meet with these generals. That's another one. I think I have a clip from that. He was having to meet with the generals, but no, I'll take a minute and take time and go out and have dinner with the wonderful police officers. And so at the end, he was talking about how the White House was left in utter disrepair, just a terrible mess. And he has really brought it back, and he put it where it's now tippy top. Check this out.
And this place is tippy top now. And this place is tippy top now. And this place is tippy top now.
Yes, it is tippy top now. If you're not familiar with that, that is. So this is another message. Don't y'all think that's another clue for us? That has to be another clue that we are here. We're finally at this point. We're ready for these operations so that the cabal can be arrested. I really don't even know what I'm going to do with myself if that happens. I really don't, because it's something I've been waiting for Christmas for 10 years. I was like, Christmas, come on. All right. So, here is the post where he originally said this, and I don't have that one. Where is it? Oh, don't tell me I don't have that one. Oh, y'all, you've seen it. Oh, wait, it may be on here. Here it is. Okay, here we go. This is the one way back in 2018 for Easter when President Trump came out on the balcony and with the beautiful Melania and the cute little Easter bunny, and he said tippy top. This was in response to what Anons were asking, because we didn't know if this is legit, and we really needed to know, is 17 legit, or is this something that we've just... You know, we don't want to be fooled into following someone who's, you know, not really legit. And because we felt in our hearts this was President Trump. And so we said to have him say something like tippy top. And no one ever says tippy top. Who says tippy top? Nobody. And he came right out on the balcony and said tippy top. There you go. Even the bunny rabbit goes like, what did he say? He said tippy top. So now with him saying this again, tippy top, it makes me think this is go time. Check it out.
Keep this incredible house or building or whatever you want to call it, because there really is no name for it. It is special. And we keep it in tip top shape. We call it sometimes tippy top shape. And it's a great...
I love the look on that bunny rabbit's face. What? Oh, yeah, that's all. That's been our look for years about everything to President Trump posts. We're like, really? Okay, I want you to see something else. Something else that's kind of a clue, because that something big is happening. Macri, the director of the FDA, just resigned today. And there had been some scuttlebutt about President Trump potentially firing him, but I really didn't know what the issue was. Well, President Trump then came out today after Macri resigned, and he says, President Trump said, oh, he was having some problems, but he's going to go and have a good life and be a great, you know, in the medical field, blah, 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 you know, like they typically do. But he's like, why did he leave? And so now, just before I came on, I saw, I'm telling you, I really, you know, back in the day, I could plan a video a day ahead. Now it's got to be like minutes ahead, because the news is going so fast. I mean, here's where Bobby Kennedy announces that for the first time ever, HHS will intensely monitor existing chemicals in our food to ensure safety. That's what the whole point is of the FDA. The cabal wants us to be poisoned. They want our food and, you know, the drugs to be where it's harming us. And we can't go on like that. It's hurting everyone's health so much. If you haven't seen my freedomforce.live/health, go and check that out. It is my wonderful, wonderful people that I have gotten to know who make sure that the detoxes and the nutrients that they provide are top of the line to make you healthy again. Even after I was literally poisoned, you guys, here I am, well. I'm telling you, we have got to get control over the food and drugs, or it's curtains anyway. You know, we have so many ways that they're against us, whether it's the nuclear or the financial. I'm going to get to that in a second. You know, but it's, you know, this has got to get control. And, you know, I have to know that when I go to the grocery store, I'm not buying some chemical that's going to give me cancer, right? This is the problem. Let's just be honest. You can lace a box of cereal with Lord knows what and name it something that the person reading it has no idea what this is. That has got to stop. It's got to stop, you know, and all the stuff that they put onto the fruit all that they spray it with, all the pesticides, all that stuff. And that's why I really do encourage you to go to my channel and go to the health page, melissaredpill.com, go to the health page and learn about that and like do the green smoothies and, you know, really get yourself bulletproof. Okay. Anyway, so here I'll just play a little bit of what he, what Robert Kennedy said, because they're going to evaluate. Here he's talking about two widely used chemicals. He basically announced this right after the guy resigned, right after McAree resigned. Makes me think he was telling him, you got to go. And so at that point, Robert Kennedy was able to do this. The two chemicals are BHD and ADA. I've never heard of such a thing. But anyway, BHD preserves fats and oils and appears in cereals, frozen foods, and packaged snacks. You know, the only cereal that I eat is Ezekiel. And I'm hoping and praying that that one's good, but because it's all like the from the book of Ezekiel. And I don't eat really any frozen foods or packaged snacks. So just steer clear of all that. But if you do, you know, getting this BHD and the ADA is so terrible for your body. And just it causes you to potentially get, you know, what do they call it? You know, cell damage, which leads to cancer, right? Okay, so check this out.
Hi, I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS secretary. Today, we're taking action to strengthen the safety of the American food supply. Families deserve safe food. At HHS, we set that standard and we enforce it. The FDA will, for the first time, continuously review chemicals already in our food, replacing a decades-old system with continuous oversight for the first time. We will evaluate the science on an ongoing basis. We'll identify the risks earlier and will act when necessary to protect the public health. We'll make our findings public. The American people have a right to see the data and understand the decisions and hold us accountable. We are also reevaluating two widely used food chemicals, BHD and ADA. BHD preserves fats and oils and appears in cereals, frozen foods, and packaged snacks. ADA is used in flour processing and appears in bread products and food contact materials. These substances are widely used, but that does not establish safety. We are taking a fresh look at that question. We're requesting data from researchers, industry, and the public through a formal request for information posting. If you have evidence on how these chemicals are used or how they affect human health, submit it through the Federal Register at regulations.gov. We will review the evidence and act based upon the science. We have also built a new prioritization tool to identify which chemicals require urgent review and to direct our resources where they matter most. We will publish a running list of chemicals under review so the public can track our work and see our decisions. This approach replaces a static system with continuous oversight. It replaces limited visibility with full transparency. It allows us to identify risks earlier and act before harm occurs. At HHS, we follow the evidence. We make our work visible and we act to protect the American people. Under President Trump's leadership, we're raising the standard for food safety in this country, which is how we make America healthy again. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Robert Kennedy Jr. I'm just so thankful. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful he is protected. I just feel like angels are surrounding him. Just continue to pray for him, as well as President Trump, as well as all these ones on the front lines. I'm just so thankful for him working to get our health back. He is working tirelessly, and it just does appear that something fishy was going on, and that's why, you know, once McAree was out, then he can do this, and I really appreciate it. You know, it's just so, we have no idea, you know, what they could put in, you know, it, that would really put in the food and in the drugs that could damage our health. Just pray over, literally pray over your food and pray that the Lord will guide you on what to select for your family. And then also definitely check into this one right here. This is my health page, freedomforce.live/health. And this is where, you know, like on one of these ones is where the methylene blue, which we have a video on there of him putting the methylene blue in his I don't know, water. And yeah, really, you know, he knows about all these things that I have on my health page. He knows all about silver. You know, Doug, our silver guy, he is, it's not coins, it's silver that you actually drink and that you spray and mouth spray, nasal spray, like that. And so a wonderful, amazing. If you haven't checked it out, go and check it out. freedomforce.live/silver. And so good, so much better than colloidal silver. And so it's an antifungal, anti-mold, anti-bacteria. And so anyway, this is what he's talking about, is having true healthy products. And I would love it. At some point, we'll get to the point where we won't have to just detox all the time, but it is so important. It is so important. I told you I'm trying to help a friend, and this person has not been detoxing, and now they're realizing, okay, I've got to, because now I've got C. So it's, you know, do this before you get to that point, because it's everywhere. You can't even go out to eat. It's just shameful. You can't even go out to eat, but we're going to get it. Thank you, our Robert Kennedy Jr., that he's working so hard to get us to the point where we can. Yeah, so definitely check into, like, these chelators, the ED. Yeah, I better not even talk about that. I better not talk about that. Anyway, just check out my health page and, like, these micronutrients, because if you don't get enough greens, which most people do not, if you don't, you can just throw that into your smoothie on my smoothie page, and you'll just glunk it down, and it'll go, and it'll be so good for your body. I'm not telling you don't eat your greens. I want you to eat them, but just in case you don't get enough, then you can check out that. And also, of course, the probiotics are amazing. If you haven't learned about that, definitely go and check that out, freedomforce.life/P2. I want you to see this also. This is my favorite. Oh, everything is my favorite. Everything President Trump posts. This was actually from Dan Scavino. And this is the beautiful song that at the end says, Vincero. I'm not going to play it because they'll ding me. But that means at dawn I will win. So that's another clue that lets us know something big is going on. We have to be close. I know he's posted this song many times, but this one really hit hard today when I saw that. I'm like, okay, we must be there. All right. I love it. I'm so thankful for that song, because it's really about the beautiful bride, and they don't even realize that in the aria, how do you say it? That the beautiful bride doesn't realize that her prince is there trying to rescue her, but he doesn't even know. She doesn't even know his name. And at dawn, he reveals himself that he is the prince that she needed all along and loved all along. All right, so it's beautiful aria. And so that's what he's going to win, is he wins the girl. He wins the beautiful bride. And just like what we are experiencing. If you're not familiar with that, go on to my melissaredpill.com, and you will see this beautiful sign in the heavens. It's called the sign of the Son of Man. That's not it. That's me. All right. This one right here. The sign of the Son of Man. Our Lord Jesus told us to watch for this sign. It happened September 23rd, 2017, and 17 started posting 1 month later. What a coincidence that is. And here we are watching this, and we completed the 7 years, and that was when President Trump announced the Golden Age on the Day of Atonement, right after we completed that 7 year period. And then we're seeing the birth. If you haven't seen my videos about how the 1335th day, I believe, was at Purim, which was the day when we attacked, with our wonderful military, attacked the IRGC, the New World Order arm. And this was the day we've been waiting for, to watch the cabal come crashing down. We are so blessed to see this day. We really are. And so, and also the Lord is revealing to us, okay, what is happening, fulfilling all these prophecies. And so just like we have been waiting on. And so right now, what we're waiting on now is to see the Jubilee. And that is, on the 24th is the Jubilee. So I don't know if it's going to be announced then, or if it's not this year, because we look for it every year. We want it to be every year. But I just feel like it's going to be this year. I hope. Anyway, all right. So, lots of good clues. So thank you, Robert Kennedy Jr. Thank you, President Trump with the tippy top. Yeah, he says today or yesterday, with all these people wearing purple. Did you guys see all the people, the purple people? I don't even understand why they all wore purple. Were they told everybody wear purple? I guess so. I believe that that is a sign also that we are the royalty now in the Oval Office. We are the royalty. We're not being led around by the nose by these fake people who are saying they're royals. No, they were usurpers all along, and now we are the royalty. Yeah, so he says these are very dishonorable people. He's not talking about the IRGC. He's talking about the cabal. He's talking about the demon worshippers. Check this out.
You only have military options.
Right? No, I think it's very possible. Look, I've had to deal with them 4 or 5 times. They change their mind. They're very dishonorable people, the leadership. Don't forget, it's the third level. The first level is God. They were unreasonable. The second level is more reasonable. The third level, nobody wants to be president, you know? You say, who wants to be president? There's nobody raises their hand. But we're, they change their mind. I've had that in business many times. The mind changes, you call it. These people that you make a deal, and then the next day they send you a document that takes 5 days to get there when it should have been there in 20 minutes. You know, it's a pretty simple document. They will never have a nuclear weapon, yeah?
I love it. Yeah, somebody was posting there. It's a lot of purple. It's a lot of purple. That was not a coincidence that they all wore purple. I think they were given a message, please wear purple, because they may not have been told why, but I'll tell you why. It's because we are the royalty now, just like with the beautiful bees. If you didn't see my video about the bees, go and watch that. And just so you know, Melissa, me in Greek, means bee. It means a honeybee. So I never really liked that name, but now I do because I'm royalty, right? My girlfriend, my beautiful Dr. Laura, calls me Queen Esther because my birthday is on Purim. Yeah, so yeah, we will watch and see. I just thought that was great. And also, just by the way, little factoid, Melissa in Hebrew, in Irish, in Gaelic, which is a Hebrew language, actually means handmaiden of Jesus. I like that. I like my name now. Yeah. All right. So now how about a boom? Y'all want a boom? I told you this is going to be boom week. And so this is President Trump. He cracks me up every time I see him. It's an automatic smile. I can't help it. I mean, I see him and I smile. That's all I do. That's everybody does, except for the ones with TDS. So yeah, here he is. Let me see if I can make, I want to make sure you can see this. He's going to do this boom. So I think it's boom week. Okay. Check it out. Okay, okay, hang on, where's my boom? Where's my boom? I gotta have my boom. Oh, don't tell me, I just have a picture of the boom. I have to have the real boom. Oh no, I gotta have the real boom. Hang on, I gotta see the real boom. Did y'all see it? Okay, I'm gonna get the real boom. Boom, if I can find it. Okay, because I don't want you to. Bing, 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 boom. Funny. All right, here we go. Okay, here, I got it. Ba, 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 ba. Did y'all hear him? I'm going to let you, I know you can hear him, but you can't see him. So, ba, 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 ba. Okay, ba, ba. All right, here we go. Let's see, pop this in here. Ba, ba. Yeah, are y'all having fun? Come on, please, okay, come on, you can do it. Oh, it's not going to like that. It doesn't like QuickTime. Okay, I'm going to go a little slower and do it right. Movie. Hey, hang on real quick for me. Thank you for your kind cooperation. Okay, let me this way. I have so many tricks up my sleeve. I forgive up. Way. There's a will, there is a way. Here we go. Let's try this one. Here's President Trump doing the boom. Check it out.
Ba, 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 ba. Okay, we have it in our side. Fire. Boom.
All right. There you go. Definitive evidence that this is boom week. There's no doubt about it. Check it out one more time. I just love it. Check it one more time.
Ba, 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 ba. Okay, we have it in our side. Fire. Boom.
Yay. Okay, so it's not just about Iran. It's about the cabal. It's about boom week. I really do think. I hope so. All right. So now I'm going to show you some things from 17 that you might not have seen before. So this is the interesting Delta. This is for the 12th. Today is May 12th. Okay, here we go. On May 12th, 2020, they had the Punisher symbol. That is the sign that's really the symbol of our military going in for the operation. I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is. That's what the Punisher symbol means, is arrest these people. How long have we been waiting for them to be arrested? Also, on the 12th of May, it says, if America falls, the world falls. God bless our brave fighting men and women. Yes, God bless them. They deserve our deepest gratitude. Through their strength and the millions of United Patriots around the world, we will succeed in this fight. Yes, we will. Peace through strength. Now comes the pain. That's what the Punisher is. He's the one. Okay. Yeah, Trump is the one who brings the pain. He made all this possible. And so this is the Punisher that brings the pain. How about that? Y'all like that? Isn't that cool? All right, so then the next one that is another 12, 5-12 is Comey. As he's, President Trump said on that other post, we see Comey, but what about Brennan? What about Obama? What about Hillary? Right? We're ready to see justice. Okay, so I was going to tell you something about Brennan. Brennan said today that there are many, or yesterday, that there's so many that are in the intelligence agencies that are holding the line. He's talking about them like they're great patriots. No, that's treason. They are resisting President Trump. You know, if they aren't able to do what he's asking, they need to resign. You know, but if he's doing something criminal, okay, bring him up on charges. But they've tried that, and there's nothing that he's doing that is criminal, right? So this was the Moab against Comey. And so there needs to be a Moab against, what, 7,000 of them? That number is maybe symbolic. But either way, it'll be a bunch. It'll be enough that it'll make a big impression on everybody. All right, so then another one. This is Boom Week Ahead on May 12th. This was in 2019. And he said, Boom Week Ahead, treason doesn't pay well in the end. How about that? How about that? I'm going to have a heart attack if I'm not careful. I'm too excited. Okay, so there's where you go, QAGG.news. You can go over and research some of these things. And you can also, what's kind of cool is you can actually just click right here on this button that says Delta, and then you can say tomorrow's or today's or yesterday's Delta, and you can see all the posts that are on that same date. So you don't have to scroll down. Kind of cool. All right, so here's another clue. He said, President Trump said the regime is going to fold. The U.S. guiding ships would be a smaller piece of a larger military operation. And he says it would become an even larger military operation. Okay, I'm just saying, what is the largest military operation of all time is the one to take down this criminal cabal, the Antichrist of the Book of Revelation. The literal Antichrist. Again, if you're new here and you're like, what is she talking about? The Antichrist was, we were misled to believe that the Antichrist is one individual. It's not. The Antichrist is a conglomerate, a blob, a network of criminals, a mafia. That's what the Antichrist is. And it says in 1 Thessalonians that, is it 2 Thessalonians? Anyway, wherever it is, somewhere in Thessalonians, it says that they'll be revealed. It'll be revealed who this is. The man of lawlessness will be revealed. We have now realized who we're up against. These people literally worship Satan, and they have run the finances and the wars and the food and all these things against humanity. And it's been revealed that we're fighting back ever since we found out. Some of us, when Q started posting this 17 years ago, 10 years ago. Anyway, so I thought that was pretty cool. They're talking about renewing the freedom in the Project Freedom in the Strait of Hormuz, but really it's about this larger military operation. As in, I'm going to show you one other quick thing. It talked about here that this operation will be inside the U.S. and out. Let me see. Somewhere it talks about the primary targets within D.C. and remain at the top. The spillover in the streets will be shut down quickly. That's the part I was going to say about that. And also there's a place where it talks about that there will be some some abroad, some outside of the U.S. While these operations are conducted, due to the nature of the entrenchment, it's time to take our great country back. Anyway, but they're not just in America. So that would be a huge undertaking. That would be a huge undertaking to get these people arrested, not only in America, but also outside. Okay, so that was another clue. Are y'all liking all these clues? All right, now the next one. Okay, that was that one. All right, so the next one is President Trump talking about the life support. He's talking about the cabal, basically. Yes, in this context, he's talking about IRGC, but he's talking about the cabal, that they are on life support. Check this out.
For the time being, the ceasefire remains in place.
It's unbelievably weak. I would call it the weakest right now after reading the piece of garbage they sent us. I didn't even finish reading it. They said, I'm not going to waste my time reading it. I would say it's one of the weakest right now. It's on life support. They understand. These are all medical people. Dr. Oz, life support is not a good thing. Do you agree?
Diagnostic.
I would say the ceasefire is on massive life support, where the doctor walks in and says, sir, your loved one has approximately a 1% chance of living. Yeah.
Mr. President, sir.
Daniel, go ahead.
Yep. There you go. He's talking about the cabal. The Antichrist is on life support. That's who he's talking about. They and now with us going to China with all these CEOs and boxing them out, they don't have anyone. No one's going to do business with them anymore. They're toast. They're done. They're finished. So exciting. Enjoy the show. It's so much like Revelation 18. It says Babylon has fallen and they throw dust on their heads, but there's nothing that can stop it. That they're it's over. No one's going to do business with them anymore. So this is where President Trump said he was the hunted, but now he's become the hunter, which he says is much, much better. Check this out.
I always knew that, you know, we were being just absolutely decimated, but, you know, I was hunted. I was the hunter. Now I'm the, you know, I was the hunted then, and I had to devote a lot of time to that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been too effective.
When he was under all this criminal investigation, what, 4 different times? It's just ridiculous. And all that they've attempted. They've attempted. You can't say they haven't tried, right? And he says, I was a hunted. And if I hadn't fought back, I wouldn't have been able to get back into office.
If I was out of office, I wouldn't have been. So I was hunted by some very bad people. Now I'm the hunter. It's much better when you're the hunter.
There you go. Isn't that another clue, you guys? This is another clue. He's the hunter. He's saying, you know, you got Comey. What about these others? Chop, chop. Right. So this is really great. So thanks for MJ Truth for putting this together, because this is all the posts about the hunted and being the hunter. And now President Trump is talking about it. He's doing that. He's doing tippy top. He's telling us. I feel like he's telling us it's go time. All right. So this one is talking about these people as lunatics. I just want you to hear this, because he says that I'm willing to take a bullet for the country. Now, in context, he's talking about willing to take, have the price of oil go down, go up, and take a political hit, okay? A political, where his numbers would fall. That's what he's really talking about. But he used that phrasing, and, you know, we all know that he has been willing to do that. He has been put, you know, stands in the up and says, fight, fight, fight. I mean, he has counted the cost long, long ago. And I'm just thankful, so thankful for him. I know all of you are too. All that he has taken, all the guff he has taken, who would have known that he was such a strong man? It's an amazing thing. How many billionaires do you think who would put up with this? Nobody. Nobody. So anyway, check this out. I just want you to hear it.
So I thought that would go down 20-25%. It was fine. You know, I'm willing to, it's a terrible expression, take a bullet. It's a terrible expression, especially when it's used by me. But I am. I'm willing to take a bullet for the country. And I said, look, the stock market's going to go down, but we're going to have a threat of lunatics having, they're lunatics.
Okay, so he's talking about the stock market going down, but also his poll numbers going down, because they're pretty much directly correlated. Because now he's talking about that these people are lunatics. He's talking about the cabal, because why are they lunatics? Because they literally worship Satan. They work at the behest of demons. They have demons that dwell within them.
Having a nuclear weapon, I deal with them. I deal with them. I say it to them. I say, you people are crazy. I deal with them. They talk differently. I say, you're crazy. You're crazy people. You're nuts. You're not having a nuclear weapon. They think they can talk me into it, and they don't do very well with it. But they know how I feel. They can't have a nuclear weapon. They would use it within an hour after getting it. If the Obama deal wasn't terminated.
Okay, yeah. I want you to tell me what you think about this phrase right here that he says. Check this out.
I deal with them. They talk differently.
They talk differently. What do you guys think he means by that? What do you think he means by they talk differently, right? I don't know what he means by that. They talk differently. What does he mean? I don't know. I'd like to, you to tell me in the chat what you think that is. All right. So, yeah, don't forget to hit the like button, everybody. Thank you for doing that. I really appreciate it. Don't forget to hit to share so other people see. And I was so busy with other things that I was doing, I forgot to post this today. And so a lot of people didn't even remember that we were having a live. So I remember every Tuesday at 6 p.m. we have a live stream. Okay. All right. So President Trump posted this. This is not the dollar that is going to be coming out, the $100 bill that's going to be coming out. They have not said we're going to have a new $100 bill. They just said that President Trump was going to sign the new printed $100 bills coming out, and his signature will be on those. Obviously, he's not hand sign each one of them, but the point is his signature will be on the new ones that are printed. So on this one that he posted, this is just an example. And maybe there will be one in the future that's a new $100 bill. It's got President Trump's face on it. It's called the Federal Victory Note. How about that? Instead of a Federal Reserve Note, which is basically monopoly money that they speculate on, it's not. It's a victory note, Federal Victory Note. And it says Trump 2024. It says Trump 4547. And it has beautiful golden feather. This beautiful golden feather. So, yeah, it's backed by gold. Our dollar, whether his picture's on it or not, it's going to be backed by gold. We will not have them be able to speculate on our money and affect the world currency anymore. We're going to be trading based upon all the currencies will be backed by gold. Everyone will get back the money that was stolen from them, and they will have their assets their currency backed by their hard assets in their country, and no more having these people manipulate the currency anymore. And one of the reasons for that is because Warsh was just advanced as the Trump Federal Reserve Chair nominee, and it's going to a final vote. Currently, it went through the U.S. Senate with 49 to 44. And so supposedly he's going to be installed as of Friday. Now, Jerome Powell is not happy about it, and he's there to represent the cabal bankers. And so he's not happy about someone coming in who's not their man. Warsh is not working on the behalf of them. He's working on behalf of the American people. And so Powell has made sure that they've kept the interest rates up to harm the American people, to bankrupt us, and to keep the money flowing into the coffers of the New World Order bankers. You know, when that interest is so high, then they get just roll in the money. They get all that interest money. But yeah, that's going to be over, I feel, with Warsh. And it's going to be the golden age of business. And we're going to have our economy back. So yeah, get ready for that. We've been waiting. How long have we been waiting to have a new Fed chair? It's just been excruciating, but it all had to work on the timing. And again, that's why I go into this in the book, The Golden Age, that all these things have had to happen at the same time. In the quick look, if I can see if I can find. Oh, that's refused. Thank you for the reviews, everybody. But yeah, okay, read now. No? See if I can. Okay, that's the preface. I was going to show you the table of contents, but just think of everything good that you want to happen. And that's what the golden age is anyway. But yeah, so it's like 18 chapters or so of just all these promises of the Lord, what he promised for the golden age. It's so exciting. All right. So I think I've shown you that one. That is, yeah, where he said he would take a bullet. There's the dollar. There's that. Yes, you've seen that. Okay. They have Trump TDS. So President Trump put this out that here is the cure for the Trump derangement syndrome. It's a real disease. He said, this is what you have to do. You have to trust the plan. To trust President Trump. Check. We do that. We listen to the national anthem. Yes. That's another way to get over the TDS. You limit the fake news. Yes. Check. That's what we do. We come and listen to Melly. Melly's going to tell you the news and the truth and nothing but the truth. We're not going to sit here and I'm not going to sit here 24/7 and talk about the hantavirus. I'm not doing it. And they're like, oh, these people have gone back to their houses. Stop. Stop with the fake news. Stop with the fear-mongering. We're not fear-mongering over here. So, yeah, it's really important that you just stay away from fake news. And also, don't be a panicking. Now, if something big happens, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what it could be. But if something big happens that's scary and I can't come on or something, you know, I don't know. Don't be a panicking. Trust the plan. That's what President Trump said. He's so funny. I love him.
Well, they suffer from Trump derangement syndrome, to be honest. They don't even know what they're looking at. They can't even see straight. But I have a new way out. I'm going to propose something the opposite of what I want, and we will have massive amounts of legislation. No, just all that to do is say, we will not build the wall. And they'll prevent
us. Diabolic.
No, I'm going to do it, Ken. We'll put it in. I'm going to go the opposite. Whatever is bad, I'm going to go for it, and they'll approve what's good, finally. Now, they've got serious Trump derangement syndrome.
Right. Anyway, so that's what we're doing. We're listening to Melly instead of fake news. So I'm so glad that you're here, that you can listen to the truth and how this is biblical, and I think it really keeps us our spirits up. Amen? We have not. You look back at over 1,000 videos, and we're in faith and full confidence that this is the Lord rescuing humanity, and we're going to enter into his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you didn't see this video, go and look at this one. I think it's got almost like 95,000 views. Let's see how many it's got right now. But yeah, this is one I talked about, a little clip talking about Ezekiel's wheel and what that is. So check it out and share that with your friends. That might give them an idea. Hey, this is something I really would be interested in. So definitely check into that. I'll pop this on in the chat called Ezekiel's wheel. Okay, fix the spelling of that songbird when you pop that over into the YouTube chat. Definitely check into that, because the Ezekiel's wheel is what Anna Paulina Luna posted, as well as what President Trump posted right here. Has in the Oval Office with the FIFA trophy. And it represents, if you're not familiar with this, it represents us. It's us. And that we go this way and that way on these wheels. We've got eyes to see the truth all around for every topic. Now that he's directed us, and we go whichever way he wants us to go without turning aside. We're just whatever he wants us to do. And that's what you guys have done this whole time. I'm so proud of you. Definitely check into that one right there. I talk about the Ascension Clue. Thursday is Ascension Day. I'll be on the social media. We'll be posting whatever news is happening, blow by blow, play by play. I talk about the Nephilim. Very important that you don't get sucked into the misinformation about Nephilim and UFOs. And also, here's information about the Beekeeper. If you're not familiar with the Beekeeper stuff, definitely check that, as well as the Air Force One. Really exciting to see. I think that's everything. Yeah, there's the one on life support. I showed you that one. I think that is it. That's everything I had to show you today. I hope you guys enjoyed it and enjoyed our wonderful boom, 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 President Trump. And we're going to, let's see what I have. Something else real quick. All right. So, yeah, we're going to pray, and then we're going to jet. And then it's very possible that I'll come on before the end of the week, but I'm heading out to the Jubilee event. I'm heading out on Friday, and so we'll be there on Sunday. So I don't know that I'll be able to do one on Saturday morning. So I don't know. We'll see. And so, but on Sunday we'll be posting live from Jubilee headquarters in Washington, D.C., and we'll know more by then, you know, what has actually happened on this. Now, like I said, don't forget to go and check out this page, the health page, freedomforce.live/health, H-E-A-L-T-H, and you will be able to research these. And I have videos on each one to help you to understand, you know, what is this? It's a lot to digest, so to speak, a lot to start to understand, because we've been, you know, we haven't probably thought about it as much as most of us haven't, as much as we should have, to protect our health and look at our health, right? And so really, I would encourage you to take some time to do that for the good of your health. All right, so yes, thanks, Songbird. All right, so there is the health page right there. And let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. We pray right now for our military, that you will protect them and strengthen them and direct their steps and surround them with your heavenly host. Thank you that the angels are always around us, protecting us in more ways than we can even imagine. Thank you, Lord, that you direct us by your spirit all the time on what you'd have us to do. We're just very honored to get to be a part of what you're doing on this earth. Thank you that your kingdom will come and your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that we will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. Thank you that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. Thank you, Lord, that they will be gone from us and they will have justice and that there's nothing that can stop it. We are so thankful and that we will rule and reign with you for 1,000 years. Thank you, Lord, for President Trump and for Rubio and for J.D. Vance and for Robert Kennedy and all these who are fighting so hard on the front lines, especially, like I said, our military. Strengthen them and protect them and bring down the cabal that everything that they attempt fail miserably, like we've seen it happen today. And we know they're on life support. Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you for everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. Again, strengthen them and protect them. Surround them with your heavenly host. We pray this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. I love you guys. I'm so glad that we're here together. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so thankful for each and every one of you. I love you with all my heart, and I will talk to you later.
The nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.